Last week, the National Party was the only party to vote against the conversion practices prohibition legislation bill. The party stated that while they support the principle of banning conversion therapy, they wanted to keep parents from being prosecuted. I talked to Auckland Pride director Max Tweedy about his response to this and why National is no longer welcome at Pride. The National Party were the only party to not support the conversion practices prohibition legislation bill at its first reading. Were you surprised that they were the only party not to support it?
I was, yes. I was surprised not only because they'd previously announced their support of it and Judith Collins had said that, quote, it was the right thing to do, but I think surprised because they had issues with the legislation that were kind of like minor or technical, that they agreed with the overall principle of the legislation to ban conversion practices and you know, the way to improve a piece of legislation is to vote for it at first reading so that it can go to select committee. And so it seemed that their reasoning was quite hypocritical in the sense that they didn't support it for the reasons that they said they didn't support it for, and I think it was a wider part of the kind of culture wars that the National Party are trying to tap into at the moment, and I think this was just part of it and use trans kids as a scapegoat.
Do you think that there is a need to distinguish between conversion practices for sexuality and gender from medically transitioning or from young people taking things like puberty blockers? Do you think that that's where some of the criticism from the National Party has come from, that there's some trouble distinguishing between those?
You know, we initially, when we started the petition and the kind of campaign, we talked about conversion therapy, and I think this has, you know, through work that the Justice Ministry has done, but also work that we've done in our communities, and through especially like reports from the Counting Ourselves report that came out in 2019, showing that, you know, a reasonable number of trans and non-binary people had experienced kind of conversion practices, you know, through medical in medical environments with relating to their gender identity or gender expression. So I think this came about from an understanding that there was broader than that conversion practices were happening in scenarios that were perhaps broader than what we first thought or what was exposed back in 2018. So no, I mean, I think the principles are the same in the sense that, you know, whether you're intentionally stopping someone from taking medication that would assist you in your in kind of gender affirming healthcare, or whether, you know, it's kind of praying the gay away or praying the trans away, you know, these are similar kind of practices in terms of their intent and they should be outlawed. And I think that's kind of where we just maybe haven't had a discussion, or these things haven't been canvassed as much, but I think the intent's the same, the harm is the same, and they should be covered by the one piece of legislation. I don't think the trans and gender diverse community should have to wait for another piece of legislation. I think we can ban it all now.
And the bill does still allow people, including parents, to express their views freely on a young person or a person's sexuality or gender identity, but the National Party says that they still cannot support this bill if parents are able to be prosecuted. Do you think that this is a genuine concern, that there might be loopholes in the legislation, or is this just National's excuse, do you believe, for not supporting banning conversion therapy?
I think what the National Party is saying just isn't true. I think, you know, there's a few things on this piece of legislation that, you know, A, I don't think that we are going to see widespread criminalisation of parents. I don't think the bill sets itself up for that. I think first, you know, the bill criminalises an intent to change or suppress a person's gender identity or gender expression, if we're talking about this puberty blockers argument specifically. You know, so a parent with a medical professional is able to pause to seek, you know, more advice or more information, get a second opinion, to read more about it on the internet, chat with friends who may have trans kids, like, or chat even more with their own kids, rather. You know, these are all things that are allowed under the legislation. What isn't allowed under the legislation is that intent. So if a parent is preventing their child from taking puberty blockers because they don't want their child to, you know, I guess, start their transition, or at least get, you know, because puberty blockers don't actually start a transition, they just give a child more time to make a decision and prevent kind of changes that are more harder to reverse, you know, once they've happened. The point here is that if that's their intention, then yes, this is covered under the legislation. But the second point here is that, you know, we see that most of these cases will be dealt with under the civil redress scheme, that there's an ability in the legislation to work with the Human Rights Commission, the Human Rights Tribunal, to provide civil redress in these cases. And this is probably the avenue that will be taken when it comes to families. Now, of course, in worst case scenarios, of course, yes, this would be covered under the legislation and parents could be recommended for prosecution.